Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmade, it's Matty Garwood. And going around this beautiful country are the Rubens, the Live and Live Tour. You know, we dealt with 2020 and we are looking forward to 0202. We have got the final little sneak peek as well with the album with Muddy Evil Pain. I am catching up with Elliot from the Rubens right now. Elliot, always great to chat to you, mate. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
Elliot, are you in a constant state of like trying to reserve some sleep for these 30 shows that are coming up right across the country, mate? Pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy, but honestly, very, very, very excited. It's been a long time. Obviously, we've had the last year with no shows, so now it's like we're all just raring, ready to go.
So how is it going to be different, Elliot, from the Live and Life tour to now being the album tour? We just got a lot more of the new music going into it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, if it was going to be the Live and Life tour, all people would have heard would have been Live and Life from the new record. So now it's like we can give people a true taste of the entire record, which for us is very exciting because we've been sitting on this new music for so long. And, you know, we've released a lot of it over the last year and been able to play in a live capacity none of it. So, yeah, it's going to be a big, big, big show.
And with the shows that are coming up, mate, have you found a few restrictions or are we still pretty much full steam ahead for it?
It's above my pay grade to figure out that stuff. As far as I know, things are going ahead. People are holding on to tickets. People that have already purchased them back when it was Live and Life Tour and things got postponed, people have held on to them. So things are going ahead and, you know, we're just crossing fingers and toes that things look okay by the time it comes around.
Mm. And we've got one of the final album teasers with Muddy Evil Pain, mate. What's this one about?
Yeah, it's probably a little different just in terms straight away from sound. For us, it's an indicator of how far we've come as a band.
Awesome.
Like it starts off with a big pulsing distorted synth and then you get, you know, acoustic guitar and folk gospel kind of vocals, which for us is a real blend of a lot of genres that we really, really love, but have only just now felt like we're comfortable combining and putting together and then putting out in Rubens form.
Yeah.
I think for us, like so far as well, it seems like people have been really responding to it. So it's nice to, when you take those risks, it's nice to have people accept them.
Well, you can tell, like if you were to listen back to the first album and then bring it up to the fourth one now, it's awesome to have been, as a punter and as a fan, to have been on that journey with the Rubens. Too.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, for us, we don't consciously sit down and say, all right, this record, let's do something different. It's just how we are as musicians because, you know, every time we sit down to make music, we want to do something different because that's what keeps it interesting for us. And then obviously that's what keeps it interesting for the listeners. I don't think, although some people might say it, I don't think they really believe that they want to hear the same album again and again and again.
Sure.
I think what keeps music interesting is when you follow an artist and you can see their trajectory and follow along and them along on their career.
And what else did you find yourself getting busy with, mate? Obviously, we've had the new music and the rescheduled tours. Have you had some personal time to be able to reflect and do a few things that you normally wouldn't be able to do because of such an extensive live gig list?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of time off away from playing live shows. We're still keeping busy behind the scenes, writing for other artists, which has been a really fun thing that we haven't done before.
Cool.
Just getting into the room with other young musicians who are just starting out and maybe need some help with songwriting. And obviously, when we started out, there's a lot to learn when it comes to putting a song together and then figuring out how to turn that into a career somehow. So while we haven't been able to be out on the road, we've still been able to keep busy creatively, which is really, really fulfilling.
And you have been doing that and inspiring some kids too. We talked about it last time, getting into the schools and the things you were doing that. You've got some more collabs coming up as well, Elliot.
I mean, like we've written a bunch for other young artists. The thing is, when you do that, you have no idea when or if that music will come out. So it's like, while it's not, and it's not necessarily a collab, like it's not the Rubens on the track, it'll be us just helping out these artists and then they can put it out as their own thing. So, yeah. But I mean, it will be really exciting to see those young artists develop and grow once they get that music out there.
Did you have anyone throughout your career, Elliot, that came and did anything like this with you or inspired you to get where you are with the Rubens?
We've had a lot of, really, really inspiring people within the industry helping us out, be it our label, Ivy League, who are just really, really helpful people, helping us understand, you know, when you start out in music, you don't see it as a business. Try not to think about the business side of it too much because it seems a little too icky. But we've had a lot of good people who are just now our mates, who help us understand how things work and make sure this fun hobby doesn't become too much of a business or a chore, which is really cool.
Yeah, you don't want to lose the fun and the creative side of it, hey, and just go full into corporate mode.
Yeah, exactly. It can happen very easily.
Well, we are easily going to play the brand new track, Muddy Evil Pain. Elliot from the Rubens, always great chatting to you, mate. Really looking forward to catching you almost anywhere as well, even down here in Tassie with the 0202 album tour coming up, mate. Great to spend some time with you.
Great chatting. Thanks so much for having me. Hey, this is Elliot from the Rubens, and you're listening to Ozmade. This is our new track, Muddy Evil Pain.